Last year, the Federal Communications Commission opened up a special program to allow rural tribes to secure broadband licenses to improve connectivity. Hundreds of tribes applied, more than a third in Alaska. The Central Council of Thlinka and Haida Indian Tribes of Alaska announced on December 17th that it got its license. In a nutshell, the FCC has granted the regional tribe exclusive use of a mid-band broadband spectrum in a number of southeast communities. Chris Cropley, one of Thlinka and Haida's network architects, says it's for the 2.5 gigahertz spectrum, the same tech used by cell phone LTE networks.
We're starting in Wrangell. It's the perfect, it's the Goldilocks, as they say, right? So it's got everything going for it. We got a lot of people there, relatively. We own the 2.5 there, and we have funding for it.
The tribe is calling its broadband service Tidal Network. It'll just be home internet, not mobile data service. But all the same, it'll need to build its own towers so that wireless internet can be broadcast directly to homes and businesses that don't already have reliable internet access.
Anywhere that's already served, we're not interested in serving. So if you have a cable modem to your house, fiber optic to your house, if you've got good service to your home or downtown, we're not really super interested in replacing that with something else. We're not looking to displace DCI or ACS or AT&T or anybody, right?
Wrangell is ideal because there are people with spotty service, he says. Cropley says residents living towards the southern end of the 14-mile stretch of Zamovia Highway would be good candidates for Tidal Network. Cropley says that when the FCC opened applications for broadband licenses to rural tribes, Thlinka and Haida worked together with other tribes to apply for areas not already being applied for by the local tribal entities. That way, they wouldn't overlap. Once the service is in place, Thlinka and Haida will be required to defend it, meaning they have to offer internet service to 80% of the area's population within the first 2 years of holding the license and full coverage after 5 years. Thlinka and Haida began working to get its license back in 2019, and federal pandemic relief it's received since will help pay for the project that Cropley says will begin small and portable.
We are buying two what we call cows. Cell on wheels, and they are towers on a trailer with a generator and a little cabinet underneath, and they extend out, and we're able to stand them up, and they have radio microwave on them, and they accept fiber optic, and we're able to wire them up or wireless them up and begin starting to provide service on those towers.
Permanent towers can cost upwards of $500,000 and come with miles of red tape. Cropley says the pieces are already in place to get started now, though. He says he has a multi-million dollar budget headed to Wrangell for the pilot broadband project, but declines to say precisely how much. Once the details are worked out, it'll operate as a subscription service with different plans, just like any other internet provider. Cropley says the goal is to provide the best possible internet at the lowest possible price.
I don't want to be like, we're going to come in and blow everybody's, internet away. We're just looking at finding the most people with the least internet or no internet, ideally, and providing them internet where they didn't have it before, where they had to use a satellite.
The pilot project in Wrangell is just that, a test. It'll help flesh out the program, from the tech itself to collaboration with other vendors, policies, and provide training to Tidal Network employees.
There's a reason that somebody isn't already doing this, right? There's no gold mine at the end of the road here. It is a service.
And Cropley says providing the internet is really only half of the battle. Digital literacy education will be an integral part of the program.
Great. So we bring the internet to people, big deal. Internet's only half the battle. It's teaching people how to use it, and making sure they're using it correctly. We're going to be providing in-home routers that do Wi-Fi optimization and prioritization so that we're able to facilitate working from home, school from home. We're not just dropping internet off on your roof and saying good luck.
With cooperation from Wrangell's local government and tribal government, the Wrangell Cooperative Association, Cropley says Thlinka and Haida hopes to have the network up and running by spring of 2022. And after piloting the program in Wrangell, Cropley says they hope to expand to more than 20 other Southeast Alaska communities in the coming years. In Wrangell, I'm Sage Smiley.